Aleishur Chelek Aleph Daf Pei Beis. This is the 8th chapter. It's entitled Ha'avodah BeMitzvos. L'kiyum mitzvah b'shleimus. In order to fulfill a mitzvah with perfection, ein hechach b'di'os tamei mitzvos. It's not necessary, although of course it's desirable, but it's not essential to know the reasons behind the mitzvos, deep things. Ve'aflo b'chavanos nisteros al pi ha'kabbalah. It's not necessary to have insight into Kabbalistic components of the mitzvah, although again it's desirable, of course. What is essential? Achas chayav adam. One thing a person must do: lihyos yerei mitzvah. He must have a sense of trepidation. The author quotes a pasuk in Mishlei Yud Gimel: Baz ledavar yechovel loy virei mitzvah hu yeshulam. So the standard translation: a person who scorns something will cause himself injury. That's a Reisha, and then virei mitzvah yeshulam. The simple pshat is a person with awe for the mitzvah will receive reward, will be rewarded. But we can also read that word yeshulam in terms of shleimus, and as the author now says, yirei mitzvah zoche lishlemus. It's through the yirah, through that sense of awe and trepidation for the mitzvah, that a person earns shleimus, some sort of perfection. Kol mitzvah yibegeder mikdash me'at. Every mitzvah is like a miniature base mikdash. Uva mikdash nitztavinu. There we have the commandment, and it quotes the Rambam here: lira mina mikdash meoid, to have great awe for the base of mikdash. Ad shenasim benafshenu masa hapachad bayira, to the point where it affects our soul. It's deep within us, this awe. V'ze miras mikdash. Hare yesh lira mina mikdash atzmoi. The way the Rambam puts it, one should have awe for the base of mikdash. Now we have that famous Gemara, v'gersinu b'yivamoiz davav. The Gemara asks the question, Yachol Yisrei Adam in a Mikdash? Can it be that a person is required to have awe for this edifice? Talmud Lomar, so this is Nikdashim, Perikutes, Es Shabbos Eisai Tishmoru Ves Mikdashi Tirau. The Pasuk juxtaposes observance of Shabbos with awe for the base of Mikdash. Ne'emra Shmira B'Shabbos, Ve'ne'emar Mora B'Mikdash. Just like when it comes to the concept of Shabbos, and it tells us to observe it, it's clear that we are not to fear the Shabbos, but the one who gave it, the one who stands behind it. So too, when it comes to the awe that is mentioned in that pasuk regarding the Mikdash, clearly we're not in awe of the edifice, the building. The way that we behave reflects our awe for the one who told us to erect the structure. Hare yesoid mora mikdash u'mishizeh l'mikdash. And this is what the Rambam meant as well. The fundamental, the underlying idea behind awe for this place is the one who dwells there. Ach zoya b'china shel mora mikdash atzmoi. So this is the aspect of the awe that we express towards the actual building, because through behaving in a certain way in this structure, we show our awe for the one who dwells there. Onwards, tzurasa mitzvois yaira. This is really the tzura, that's the form of the mitzvah. Of course, the substance of the mitzvah is the actual physical action that constitutes it. We may put on tefillin, or we may shake the arba aminim, but that's the substance. The form of it is yira. Kach matzinu batefillah. We find it most obviously perhaps in tefillah. We have the pasuk in Tehillim, perik beis, ivdu es Hashem beyira. Vegilu bir adah. So serve Hashem with yirah and rejoice with trembling. Vimkoim gila sham tereda. Just in that place where there will be rejoicing, there should also be a trembling. Mikan she'ein oimdin lispalel ela mitoch kovet rosh. This pasuk in Tehillim indicates to us that one should not daven except through a sense of seriousness, of gravitas. Then the Midrash points out an incident. Maaseh be'echad she'omad likreis batira. He was called to lain, v'samach atzmo el ha'koisen, and he apparently leaned. V'chezirah Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak deposed him, asked him not to do it, because it's not appropriate at that time to lean with a posture that indicates less than awe, something less than awe. With a number of mitzvahs, it seems ki yir'asa mitzvah yibemes metzi'usa mitzvah. It seems that the actual, the awe is in fact, that's the reality of the mitzvah. And one who fulfills it again, according to its tzura, mimele muchach liyosira mitzvah. It's as if he's inevitably he will be filled with awe. And he gives us now a number of examples. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Daled, says, Kedushas Tefillin Kedushasan Gedolahi. The sanctity of Tefillin is very great. Shekol zman shatfilin beroishe shel adam al zroei. As long as a person is wearing the tefillin, hu anav virei shamayim, he will be humble, he will be filled with awe. Ve'eino nimshach bischok uvsicha betila, he will not be drawn to levity and idle chatter. Ve'eino meharer machshavo zroeis, he will not have negative thoughts. Ela mefaneli bo bidivrei ha'emes ve'atzedek, his heart will be filled with words of righteousness, etc. Harambam eino kosev kikach tzarech liyos. Rambam doesn't write this is what should be. Ela zoi metziusah shel mitzvah tefillin. The Rambam makes it seem as if this is how the mitzvah is. Sheadam bizman kiyumah hu yerei shamayim. That when a person fulfills the mitzvah, he is yerei shamayim. Another example. Rambam ilachos ma'aser pergit beis. Haloikeach perois mimi she'eino ne'eman ala ma'asois. If a person purchases produce from a Jew who is not trustworthy when it comes to separation of ma'asaris. V'shachach le'asran. He would have to, of course, the buyer would have to take ma'asar. This is d'mai, and the requirement is to separate ma'asaris, but he forgot. V'nechnesa shabbos yom tov, she'enu yachol le'asran. Now it's shabbos yom tov when it's forbidden to separate ma'asaris. What does he do? Harei she'aloi. So one can ask the seller. Ve'im omarnum usarin. And if the seller says, yes, I separated ma'asaris, o'yichel al piv be'shabbos. Then the buyer, based on that information, is permitted to treat the produce as if it's tart and he can eat it. Even if it's not the seller, some other person who's also himself not trustworthy with respect to masaris. But if he says, I know that the owner of this produce separated the masaris, the buyer is permitted to eat based on that information. Because the awe of Shabbos, the terror of Shabbos is upon Amei Haaretz, and he would not transgress. That's the Rambam. It's based on a Mishnah in the Shabbos. This is the reality of Shabbos. Even such a person would not transgress. Eimas Shabbos alav, is filled with the dread of Shabbos. Third example, and this is based on a Mishnah in Shabbos, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Oirach Haim Siman Reish Ein Hey, and the Tazim again Avraham discuss it. And that's the rata to avoid the connotation of Ra'ah. I mean, the page is Reish Ein Hey, that's 275, or the Siman rather, but often in Torah books they turn it around just to avoid the negative sounding words or whatever it is, like in this case, Ra'ah. So, Eira. But if you look for it, it's easier to start with the Reish, and you'll find it there. So the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is Tinokois Shel Rabban Kirin Oir Aner B'Shabbos Afilu Shelo B'Fnei Rabban. So school children are allowed to read by the lamp, the Shabbos lamp, at night, even when he's not present, their teacher. De Le'olam Eimas Rabban Aleihem, because again, the dread of the teacher is upon them. And this is based on the Mishnah in the Shabbos. Zoi Metziusoi Shel Yachas HaTalmid El Rabbi. That's the Metzius, that's the reality of the relationship between the Talmid and the Rav. Shafilu beloy nechechus harav, even not in his presence, he efshar la talmid lavor avera, shemasa boyala. The talmid cannot come to tilt this lamp. That's, of course, a concern over here, that he will tilt it. We're not concerned that he will do that because a masra boy alav. Finally, another example, the tour in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Hiskinu chazal shi tuk in v'rosh chodesh elul bechol shana v'shana v'chol ha'chodesh. Chazal enacted that we should blow the shafar on rosh chodesh elul every single year, and throughout the month of Elul. Kedei lehazhir Yisrael sheyasu teshuva. This is in order to encourage Bnei Yisrael to do teshuva. Shenema, he quotes the pasuk in Amos Perek Gimel, Hayitoka shofar ba'ir ve'am lo yechirodu. Can a shofar be blown in the city and the nation not tremble? And also, uchdei le'arbev ha-satan, as another reason. Uveis Yosef, Shem the Beis Yosef asks, Ikel meidak, one could ask the question over here, just before that, the tour had cited the fact that in the midbar they blew the shofar. So that would have been sufficient. We're just continuing their practice. Why did the tour also cite this pasuk in Amos that speaks about the shofar being blown? answers the basis of Yeshlomar, Mishum de'ika le'midcha. If I had only the source, the fact that Ibn Israel in the Midbar blew the shofar, it could have been rejected. I could have thought then, even though through the shofar Ibn Israel avoided the sinning in the Midbar, it's nothing to do with the shofar per se. It's not the shofar that's preventing them from the chet. The same thing would have been if they had a herald walking through the camps and making some announcement. I would have thought that it's the same. Yeah, it happened to be a shofar. It could have been a person making announcements. And therefore, it wasn't enough for the tour to mention that Bnei Israel blew the shofar in the midbar. That's where the two started the pasuk in Amos. If a shofar is burning the city, will people not tremble? That pasuk indicates it's the very sound of the shofar, and dafka the shofar, not a person or anything else, that causes a person to tremble from the fear of Hashem. That's the year of the mitzvah in the shofar, in the case of the shofar. Innately, it has this nature that it causes us to tremble from fear of Hashem. These are the examples. The author now summarizes. Zeu tiv'ah u'metzi'usa shel kol mitzvah. This is really the nature, the reality of every mitzvah, la'vi lidei yir'ah, to bring us to yir'ah. Kol mitzvah ba'ofen miyuchad, but each one in a particular, with a particular personality, if you wish, in a particular manner. Hatfilah is re'adam v'choy v'droish. Tfilah is associated with trembling and particularly a sense of seriousness, that this is, we're about to stand before HaKadosh Baruch. It has its own atmosphere, if you will. Tefillin, the Rambam spoke about, anava v'yiras shamayim, a sense of humility and yiras shamayim. Shabbos is a mas shabbos amonas, or some sort of dread of Shabbos that prevents one from doing averis. V'chein harav etzel atamid, similarly, that case, sheifar is herdas elokim, a certain trembling, each one with its own particular manner. Ve'im zoisi metziusa shel mitzvah. That's the metzius of the mitzvah, hare shechayavim lageshes el kol mitzvah b'yiras mitzvah. It obligates us then to approach a mitzvah appropriately, with a certain sense of awe. Says the Sefer Yireim, al pasuk es Hashem Eloikecha tira. This is Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, one of the Rishonim. He writes, u'mizeh ha'mikra lomadnu. From this pasuk es Hashem Eloikecha tira, we learn, sheyira adam behagiyo lidvar mitzvah. A person should sense awe when it comes to do a mitzvah. It should be in the heart. It goes on to say that the mitzvah yirah is very great. A person can fulfill it 1,000 times a day. At any moment during the day, when he remembers the mitzvah and his heart trembles, at that point, the person has fulfilled this mitzvah. And that's why one can fulfill it many times during the day. According to the Re'im, this mitzvah is fulfilled by as having this sense of awe as one approaches mitzvahs. The Isa b'tikunei Zohar tikun yud, in the Zohar, it says, tira mitzvah, beloi dechilu urchimu, when a person approaches the Torah in mitzvahs without awe, lo yechilas lesalko lumeikam kodam Hashem, cannot arise and stand before Hashem. The mitzvah cannot, this is of course in Kabbalistic terminology, the mitzvah cannot arise and go and present itself before Hashem if there's no dechilu urchimu, if there's no awe and trepidation. Kula gedoyla matzinu ba'ikarim l'Rabbi Yosef Elbozal. So we find a tremendous kula over there, as we'll see in a moment, in the Sefer Ikarim, perhaps the last great Sefer of philosophy in the Jewish tradition, the end of the Rishonim, written in the mid-1400s or so. He explains this pasuk in Ekev, Parashas Ekev, Perek Yud. Ve'ato Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha she'el me'imach, what does Hashem seek of you, kim le'ir'ah v'chulei, lishmois mitzvos Hashem v'chulei. Writes the Ikarim. Ve'chi Moshe ya imer l'Yisrael goydel haflogas chasdei Hashem. He explains that Moshe here was relating to Bnei Israel, the greatness of the chesed Hashem was doing with them. Because what the pasuk indicates, the way the Ikarim understands, is that min hadin, strictly speaking, it would have been appropriate for a person to be required to have awe for Hashem, velaleches bitrachav, and to walk in His ways, ul ahava yisrael, and to love Hashem, ul ovdo b'chol lev v'chol nefesh, and to serve Him with all one's heart, all one's soul. But hekel alav Hashem isbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it much easier. Ki tachas koze, instead of all of this, this onerous burden, tzivah lishmor chukos Hashem mitzvasav bilvad. He instructed us merely to fulfill His mitzvois. And thereby still attain everything that he would have attained had he served Hashem with all his heart and all his soul. You can see that this is tremendous real leniency as the author began. Now the author says, I don't think we hold like the Ikarim. And certainly required to do great effort with all the mitzvahs shebalev. And he gives you a source there from Chovos HaLevavos. Nonetheless, הרי נפלא חידושו של בעל הכרים. The chidush over here is very interesting. כי על ידי המצוויס המעשיוס לבד, through the performance of the physical mitzvois, אפשר להגיע לידי שלמות. That's what he obviously holds. He understands that by doing the mitzvois, one will attain everything that would have been attained through Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and all those things. V'nir'e b'v'u'u kavanasoi, it seems that to explain this idea, we can start again that pasuk in Mishneh that we began with. Ki yirei mitzvah hu yeshulam. A person infused with all for the mitzvah will achieve perfection. V'ameorer yir'a b'maaseh ha-mitzvah magia lidei shlemus. The person who arouses yir'a, and that takes preparation. But he approaches the Maase Mitzvah with your Magili de Shlemus, your rich Shlemus, Shere Yir'a Keshura B'Maase, because Yir'a that is associated with actions, Yoserka Le'oirera V'Lizkosa, it's easier to attain, it's easier to stimulate that when it's associated with specific and concrete activities, Mashi Yir'a Sarimimus. That's easier than stimulating a sense of awe, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden and transcendent, ha-muvdal u-mufshat mu-musagen, is quite removed and transcendent. So that's the idea over here again, that one can, through the mitzvot ma'asiyos, attain the perfection. Finally, harei zoi avoidas ha-mitzvot. So what we can take from this, the essence of this discussion, is that this, of course, will not happen automatically. One can't just come off the tennis court and into the shower and then rush to shul and expect to sense a deep sense of awe as one starts one's ashrei or amida or whatever it is. And so too for all the other mitzvahs. There's an avoider associated in order to reach the yir'ah that is associated with particular mitzvahs. So that's the avodah, says the author. Lageshes el kiuman b'yir'as mitzvah. To approach them with an appropriate sense of awe, of seriousness. Ulizeher ad me'oide, to be exceedingly careful, mikalus roish, from frivolity. Vafilu mechiyuch sefasayim chas v'chalila b'es asiyas mitzvah. A frivolity that is just inconsistent, incongruent with what the mitzvah is. That's the avodah over here. And in general, it requires time and effort. Instead of just falling into the mitzvah, one has to prepare for it. When one prepares for it, so I think it's then attainable. One is capable of achieving a sense of seriousness, appropriate seriousness and trepidation. Ad kan.